Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Susan Llewellyn, and I have canceled a few months ago my membership or sign up or whatever I inadvertently did. I do not want Top Fit help, and I canceled it with my bank. They reversed all the charges because I continue to be charged for things that I do not want. And now I'm seeing that Top Fit Health has reversed a claim with my bank, so they took out $59.89. I do not want to be in Top Fit Health.
Okay, ma'am, let me get your zip code so I can assist you further.
89008.
89008? Yes. Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Susan Llewellyn.
All right, just a moment. Let's see here. Okay, it shows me on here that this account has already been canceled.
Exactly.
Just a moment, let me read the notes on the account. All right, just a moment. It looks like this account was canceled on June the 20th at 3:25. Let's see, and it says it was flagged as a chargeback because that initial charge was a valid charge.
How could it be a valid charge when I didn't want it?
What happened was when you signed up for the Bites Hub contest or entry, you didn't cancel it within the trial period because you signed up in May. And so they billed you in June because you did not cancel it. So it was a valid charge. That's why it was a charge back. So once you go online and sign up for the trials or these entries, if you do not cancel, it bills you for the subscription. And so when they did go in to look at the account, it was over a month later. So that's why it's a valid charge.
It's outrageous. It's absolutely, absolutely outrageous and a scam because I signed up through Home Depot.
Right.
I signed up for a free drill because I was in the type of program I was in with Home Depot. And then I'm seeing these charges. I didn't sign up for that. I didn't know that I had signed up for that.
Yes, ma'am. What it is, a lot of people are purchasing items online on their cell phone. Anytime you purchase anything online, you need to use your laptop or desktop. But the terms and agreements are there. And so once you click that checkbox, you're tied to that purchase unless you call and cancel within the trial period. And so when you don't call within the trial period, it's a valid charge. So just be careful.
But so there's no written information about what it's such fine print, obviously, because I saw nothing referring to Top Fit Health when I signed up for the drill through Home Depot. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions. That's why it was a chargeback.
Well, it's really a disgraceful ripoff to people. Disgraceful, shameful, because there was no indication. And like I said, it had to have been fine print. And my fault, I didn't anticipate someone scamming me in the fine print.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime you purchase anything online, you need to read the terms and agreements on anything, whether it's even if it's, you know, something small as a hair bowl, you still need to read all of the terms and agreements, because once you click that checkbox, that means that you agree to all of that. So that's why it's a chargeback. Yes, ma'am. Even like at your doctor's office, when you check that box that says that they can sue you if you don't pay the balance.
Well, of course. I mean that's obvious. But when I'm purchasing something through Home Depot for a drill, and then come to find out I inadvertently signed up for a Top Fit Health program. No, that's totally not related to Home Depot and a drill. Not related at all.
No, but what I was saying is it's the same thing. Once you sign up and agree to it, you have to pay it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
Well, if I knew what I was signing up for, of course I'm going to pay it.
Right.
I would never scam in reverse.
Right. I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but because you signed off on the terms and agreements, it's a valid charge.
Well, it's shameful. So,
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but it's, you know, it's just,
well, you should say sorry for the ripoff. Sorry that you didn't realize you were being ripped off. That would be more appropriate.
We're not the actual company. We're just the customer support company.
Oh, I know. I know you are. And
we're not physically ripping off anybody. Everybody has to read the information. And so once you click on it, you're tied to it. You know,
well, but I don't think people realize that in that fine print, someone is inserting something that you don't even, that's not related to what you're purchasing.
I do understand your frustration, ma'am, but we have to read everything before you put your credit card information in. You got to read everything before you put your credit card information in.
And I've never had a problem like this before.
Yes, ma'am.
Never.
Yes, ma'am, but that's why it's a valid charge. So sorry for the inconvenience, but please read the terms and agreements moving forward.
But it is canceled. I won't be charged again, correct?
No, ma'am. It's canceled because the charges were declined. I went ahead and canceled it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.